This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, America? Kevin Jackson here. Glad to be with you. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. You do want to contact us, kjradio.com. It's how to reach out by internet. Or 844-551-8255. The theme of the show. I sound like Elmer Fudd. The theme for the show is weathering the storm. Because, boy, if we had some storms. And it's funny, we measure hurricane season, don't we? We say, oh, we haven't had this many hurricanes this fast and this amount of whatever since 1973. And that's good. I'm glad we keep up with all this stuff. We have all this data. And that's a wonderful thing, to have all this data that can tell you exactly how things are going, you know, in comparison to another year. The problem is, we never use data. Well, I shouldn't say that. We rarely use data for good purposes. The data is used to, oh, it's global climate change. Look at, like this lady on the Weather Channel was saying, we've never had two Cat 4 hurricanes simultaneously in the Atlantic Ocean. Okay, say you. I don't know if that's true or not. I mean, I guess in modern times, maybe they go back and look at the models and go, we haven't. But, okay. Well, what have we had? We had two Cat 3s, one Cat 5 and one Cat 3. Does that not average to be a Cat 4? I'm just saying. I know the math. 8 is still 8. You know, you can manipulate them. I get it. It's hurricane season. We had two big hurricanes out in there at the same time. Have we had two hurricanes out there at the same time? Yes. We currently have two out there at the same time again. And we've had them before. And I'm not like a hurricane historian. People, Kevin, do you remember when Andrew hit so-and-so? No, I don't. Remind me. Because I'm not sitting around worrying about hurricanes. I got leftists to worry about. They're worse than hurricanes. Give me Katrina, and I'll give you Hollywood. And I don't even need all of Hollywood. Just give me three people to pick in Hollywood that change people's minds about things, that influence something. Give me Hugo, and I'll give you the media. I don't need to take the whole media to wipe out a hurricane. I can just take Brian Williams, for example. You know, Brian Williams. That's right. When I was fighting in that jet, flying over, manning the machine gun while I was preparing to do my news report. Brian Williams. Still in the news, by the way. Trying to make a comeback. He's still got a job. And the only thing that the NBC did with Brian Williams, they just said, ooh, we got him over the barrel now in terms of the next negotiation. But they weren't getting rid of him because the media loves fake news. The dude is a symbol of fake news. And they kept him at a reduced cost. It's too funny to think about how crazy these people are. That should have... I'm not trying to ruin Brian Williams' career, but he would have done it himself. He has no credibility when it comes to the news. Even reading it, it makes me question it. But there he sits, and doing all kinds of stuff. They've glossed over Brian Williams. Oh, man. Anyway, we're talking about weathering the storm. Eric Bolling did not weather the storm. Yeah, Fox got rid of Eric. And it was said to be amicable. And not only did they get rid of Eric, they got rid of the show The Specialist. It had Ebony Williams, a friend of mine, and this, I don't know who the girl was. I never, Kat, is that her name? Anyway, she's gone too. The show's gone. They stuck Kilmeade in there. And you know, I like Brian. He's a sharp guy, but he's a morning guy. He couldn't carry that show. And the format for the show was okay, but... I think people want talking head or talking heads. They don't want, they either want point, counterpoint, or they want, in the case of Fox, somebody that kind of leans conservative as a talking head. The news guy, what's his name? I can see his face. Anyway, he's a total lefty. Gay dude. It comes on at noon. Smith. Is that his name, Smith? Anyway, he, that guy, you can be a lefty there. But when they get into the evenings, Martha McCallum, Hannity, Tucker, they want conservative commentary that gives you both points of view, and Fox does that. That's a good model for them. So they need it. We'll see what happens. So anyway, Eric Bolling, he didn't weather the storm. Eric's gone. I think he's still suing the guy who broke at HuffPo, who supposedly accused him of sexual harassment. And on the same day that Eric Bolling's gone, Charles Payne is back. My buddy, Charles had been accused of sexually harassing a sexual predator named Scotty Nell Hughes. This girl has just been notorious in the industry because she so wants to get ahead. In fact, I think they said she was going to run for Congress, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding. I mean, this girl makes Trump completely look like a choir boy, and Donald Trump, for the record, you know, he's never done anything that my friends have not talked about or some done. So I don't look at Donald Trump as a lecherous person by any means. But I'm just saying, if the left thinks Donald Trump had issues, wait till they get a load of this girl. But anyway, Charles got his job back, completely exonerated. Eric and Fox left. He's still suing this HuffPo, and I wish him success. I like Eric Bolling. When I was first dealing with Fox, Eric was going to get a show, and he says, you're going to be my guy. They canceled the show. Then, later on, as he started following my work, he was like, this guy's profound. And he would quote me on shows, and so we had a good working relationship of sorts. But anyway, so Eric did well. And I wish him luck. But weathering the storm, that's what we've got to learn how to do. We've got to learn that, you know, there's going to be temporary setbacks, like with Obamacare. It's a temporary setback. I had a friend of mine, he's a radio host, Kevin, Donald Trump will never get Obamacare repealed. And I was like, man, you're out of your mind. Obamacare is dead. People will be begging, and they're already starting to. They will be begging to get out of Obamacare. And the minute they do, Donald Trump will let the pain come, and then he'll go, all right, hey, who's for getting rid of Obamacare? And suddenly there'll be a consensus. And the other thing that's going to make that happen is people are going to start to have a lot more belief in this guy. See what he did with these Republicans recently? They got everybody upset. Not everybody, but a lot of folks. Kevin, he's going to side with the Democrats. No, he's not. If he sided with the Republicans, he'd be siding with the Democrats. They're all Democrats. You set the man there to drain the swamp. That's what he's doing. So he's playing political, you know, marketplace, and he's saying, I'll go to the person that wants to buy my wares. And that happens to be the Democrats. Folks, lots to talk about. Weathering the storm.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At TCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson here. Signs of the times. Bad signs for leftism. Good signs for conservatives. If you want to contact us, kjradio.com. Share these clips. We on demand, you can get this stuff anytime you want. Search for it. It's a cool site. Go to kjradio.com. If you want to call the show, 844-551-8255. So, I was remembering the feeling of 9/11. Because this day is certainly symbolic now. I mostly remember 9/12. Wrote speeches about it because I will never forget that feeling, that commercial where those flags are lined up on those brownstones and you come, you know, they would just show, the camera angle showed you all the flags at every house on this block. It was like a Coke commercial or something, who knows, but it, that was the way we felt on 9/12, and we don't feel that way anymore. 9/11, just, it's another horrible day, and 9/12 is nothing. Nothing close to what we felt. Would you have predicted, after 9/11, when it happened, the strife that we currently experience in this country, the racial divide that Barack Obama brought? Would you have predicted that on 9/12? Would you have predicted that we would be building more mosques than churches after 9/12? Would you have predicted that Antifa, the left's new and not so improved version of Occupy Wall Street, would be terrorizing this country, citizens of this country, who have finally said, we want to get this country back? Who would have predicted? If you can tell me, Kevin, I would have predicted it. I'm telling you. No, you wouldn't. Not on 9/12. The world as we knew it changed. Think about the billions and billions, it's trillions now, of dollars we put into security. After 9/12, they started charging you that crazy amount of money on your airline ticket for Homeland Security, and you were less secure post 9/12 than you were prior to 9/12. Oh, you don't believe me? Go look at the number of attacks that happened on Barack Obama's watch. Forget Bush. We had paid all that money, and you know what happened? We got the Boston Marathon bombing. We got the New York Central Times Square. It didn't go off, but the guy wanted it. He tried to bomb them. It just didn't detonate. We had airplane guys with their sneakers. We had attacks on military bases, off military bases. We had attacks at Christmas parties. You name it. We had attacks on subways after paying trillions for protection. Let me tell you, I would rather pay the mafia than to pay the government. At least the mafia, you will be protected. Nobody's going to bother your bodega if you pay off, you know, old Guido. But if you pay the government, they go on vacation. They go golfing. George Bush handed over the, we gave our rights away in the Patriot Act, and George Bush implemented surveillance and all kinds of stuff. We paid certainly billions and billions, but I think it was probably in the trillions by now. And what did we get? We got more spying on us than we got spying on the bad guys. So what are you talking about? We paid for nothing. Barack Obama made sure that money was wasted. Might as well have given it to the Taliban. Shoot. Unbelievable. And Black Lives Matter. Would you have believed after 9/11, on 9/12, the day after the towers went down, that we would be talking about cops, first responders being the bad guys in this country, and that they're out killing black folks? When did that notion, that silly notion, even start to occur? During the time of baby black Jesus. And what's their status? They're funded. But what is the status of Black Lives Matter? Ask the average person in this country, I'm talking about off the record, do you believe that nonsense or not? And I guarantee you the numbers would blow your mind. They don't believe it. They're like, get that nonsense, Black Lives Matter. What are you talking about? Cops aren't out killing black folks. Black people are killing each other in record numbers. Black folks don't give a crap about black lives, and they want to say cops are the problem? But I would have never predicted that we would be talking about this subject at this time on 9/12 of 2001. There's no way I would have believed it. And so they did a poll on Twitter. Leftists. It was either Mediaite or Politico, one of them. They did a poll, and they said something about, who's your favorite president, or who do you think has done the best as president? And Donald Trump, on a leftist poll where they thought that Donald Trump was going to get crushed, he was at 67%. You talk about poll backfire. I don't know if it was 67. It was in the 60s. Like 63? I guarantee you this, it was no lower than 61. But I think it was 63 or 67. But it was a huge number. Barack Obama, 26%. George Bush was like 8. Jimmy Carter, like 2. Bill Clinton got something like 17. Something like that. Just to put it in perspective. It was soundly Donald Trump, then Barack Obama, next to him, Bill Clinton, then Bush, then Carter. It was ridiculously low. I don't know if Reagan was there. I have to look at it. But it just goes to show you how detached the left is. They do not want to believe that a correction is occurring. Y'all weathering the storm? Are you looking at the signs of the times? Barack Obama is being soundly ridiculed, folks. He came out,
Donald Trump better not do anything with DACA. My unconstitutional act as president when I issued an executive order that I really couldn't issue. And if he touches it, what? What's his threat?
I talked about it the other day. It's as empty of a threat as you can have. Now, maybe people,
oh, Kevin, Barack Obama's building that army of people underneath him.
Well, where is it? What's it doing? Is it undermining Donald Trump? If you believe it's working to the point where you,
oh, it's undermining him, all right.
Fine, believe that. Donald Trump is going to get accomplished what he wants to get accomplished with or without the Republicans, with or without the Democrats, and he'll figure out which way to play him, but he won't be able to do it without you. Trump has demoralized the Republican establishment. As people have begun to understand the genius of what he just did. Where's the Democrats' message? I'm just giving you some signs here. You interpret them any way you want. I'm the guy looking at giving the tea leaves, okay? The Democrats' message of better, better, better was ridiculed. Their new message is what? Anybody? Anybody? Stop criticizing the president. Start acting in conjunction with him. Start at least listening to him. He's got good ideas. Do you think that came out of thin air? You think the Democrats, who have nothing but vitriol and a vested interest in saving their hides, you think they came out of nowhere with that strategy? They came out with that strategy for survival.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
In the room and asked people the percentages he thought of still winning and what the recommendation. And Rice started off and Rice said, you have two choices. You either drop out right now or you lose by the biggest landslide in American political history. And Trump, with his humor, goes, that's a great way to start our conversation. We went around the room and I could tell from the incoming of politicians and I could tell from some of the politicians that were there is that the natural inclination of politicians are to be so overwhelmingly stunned and shocked by how the media comes on you, but Trump wasn't that. And I told him as he went around, I was the last guy to speak, and I said, it's 100%. You have 100% probability of winning. And that's the first time.
But you seem to have done that at every point in the campaign when he was in trouble, asking him to double down on his rhetoric, double down in terms of appealing to his base.
It's appealing to the American people and to the working class people in this country, absolutely. You know why? Because it was a winner. That's why I told him, double down every time. And on that day, that's the first time and only time he ever got upset with me. He goes, come on, it's not 100%. I go, it's absolutely 100%. And I told him why. They don't care.
They do care about respect for women.
They do, but...
And it's not just locker room talk.
Locker room talk. The Billy Bush thing is locker room talk.
Did you lose confidence of anybody because they came at you at that point and said, look, he ought to get out of this race, other than Reince Priebus? I mean, did your attitude towards those people who said that, you're just wrong?
Absolutely. Billy Bush Saturday, to me, is a litmus test. It's a litmus test. And I said it the other day to General Kelly during the Charlottesville thing afterwards. It's a line I remember from the movie The Wild Bunch. William Holden uses it right before that huge gunfight at the end. When you side with a man, you side with him. Okay? The good and the bad. You can criticize him behind, but when you side with him, you have to side with him. And that's what Billy Bush weekend showed me. Billy Bush Saturday showed me who really had Donald Trump's back to play to his better angels. All you had to do and what he did was go out and continue to talk to the American people. People didn't care. They knew Donald Trump was just doing locker room talk with a guy, and they dismissed it. It had no lasting impact on the campaign. Yet, if you see the mainstream media that day, it was literally he was falling into Dante's Inferno.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Steve Bannon talking about his time with Donald Trump. And they went around the room and everybody was given their percentages of winning. And this is after some other media explosion that had happened. And it's so ridiculous that, I'm not going to say that. I understand the dyed-in-the-wool politicos who still think the same. It's pretty sad, but they don't learn. They still see things through the optics of the old, you know, style of doing media. And they don't understand that Donald Trump's a very different animal when it comes to doing media. He's a guy that goes, look, I don't have anything to apologize for. Imagine this. You've got nothing to lose. Nothing to lose. I mean, let's recap the campaign a little bit. Donald Trump makes his announcement, comes down the jetway, whatever, and people are like, oh, not the jet, but the stairs with his wife, and I'm going to run. And people are like, oh, what a joke. So he runs, and he gets a decent percentage. If he had dropped out then, Donald Trump could still say, yeah, you know, I had a good shot, but, you know, like, I had many things to do. I had to run my company, and it would have been no harm, no foul. I don't think he expected to win. And so I want you to understand a guy who's a billionaire with a trophy wife, raising a young son, who's got kids that he loves, a life that, quite frankly, many people would dream to have. And he decides to do something completely different that, and I believe, made him, his lifestyle made him the most qualified modern day president in history. People go, oh, no, Kevin, if you were a governor or something, then that makes you qualified. Fine. If you want to believe that being governor of a state made you more qualified than running a multinational organization, I disagree. I know there are people, Kevin, to be governor of New York, look, pick whatever state you want, governor of Chicago, of Illinois. I get it. You're sitting before a bunch of people making decisions about monetary conditions. Great. You know the problem? It ain't your money. You don't have to worry about the stakeholders. There's somebody always there to bail you out. You know the difference between running a company as a capitalist? You're playing with your money and the money of your investors. And you won't last long if you don't make the right decisions. He was the most qualified. I repeat it. You can get upset about it. I don't care. He was the most qualified. All his experiences of dealing with chaos are the reason why he's not panicked over what's going on with Harvey in Houston. He's not panicked over Irma hitting landfall. He's not panicked over whatever situation is going to come up. He has an uncanny ability to look at that situation in a way that most people can't visualize. And that's why you take $1 million and become worth billions of dollars without it being the way that the left would do. If Donald Trump cheated the way the left cheats, he'd be worth $100 billion. He'd be worth $500 billion. Let's just put that out there. If he cheated the way they cheat, he'd be worth $500. He'd be the richest dude on the planet. I firmly believe that. I mean, we go measuring, well, Donald Trump in comparison to Bezos. Bezos is fake money. Look, Bezos' money is tied up in, it's not inventory and it's not real estate. Donald Trump buys real estate and builds resorts. Jeff Bezos has a concept. So if you say, well, Jeff Bezos is worth $70 billion and Donald Trump's only worth $10, I get it. Amazon right now is feasting. Let me tell you something. Property, a concept, ask the dude who started MySpace how well his concept works now. And what are the litany of other companies whose market cap has gone way down? These people getting sold at fire sales. Don't be shocked if in 5 years Amazon is sold at a fire sale. His model can be improved upon, and trust me when I tell you, better people than Bezos are trying to do it. So, you know, look, Donald Trump's prepared. I put out a tweet the other day, a meme that said, if Donald Trump had community organized the south side of Chicago, it would look like Manhattan. You couldn't get a place there. People would be clamoring to get in. There'd be doormen. There'd be freaking businesses over there that you, what, Saks, you know, what are the good stores? Gucci in south side of Chicago? Forget the Miracle Mile. People would be going to where black folks used to live to go shop. And people would be going, yeah, I remember when you couldn't even go there, man. It was like there was a murder on that corner every day until 2 years ago. That's what they'd be saying about Donald Trump in his development in Chicago. Barack Obama's development, his community organizing of the south side of Chicago, has made it worse, and everybody knows it. His community organizing of America has made it worse, and everybody knows it, but they won't admit it. Politicians, as Bannon said, are shocked, folks, when they are attacked by the media, and they're incredulous when they watch the media fawn all over a loser like Barack Obama. That's what he is. These guys looking at me like, oh, here we go again. I'm not trying to be a shock jock.
look, folks, I get it. People go,
oh, Kevin, that's shock jock.
I'm not a shock jock. I'm a truth jock. Barack Obama is a loser. And this guy will eventually end up in the annals of history as a loser. I swear to you, he will, if they look objectively at him. It's already starting to happen. So Trump, instead of running away and being afraid of the left and their media attacks, he doubles down. He gives you more of it. When he says, you know, Mexicans come over here with their drug dealers and their, you know, prostitution and their pimps and all whatever else and their gangs. And the left, oh my God, look at what he said about. And Donald Trump said some Mexicans. He didn't say all. He didn't accuse Mexicans in America of being lazy or whatever else. Or as the left has said, who's going to pick our beans? Who's going to clean our pools? Donald Trump never says that because he has Mexicans on all of his jobs who are amazing at their work. He would never marginalize the people like that. But the left will, right in front of your face. It was funny. We had a clip of, what's that girl, Ozzy's daughter. And she's like, you know, you cannot expose all the Mexicans. I mean, who's going to do our lawns? And she was on The View. And they were like, oh, come on there, girl. Hold on a minute. Too late. That's the pervasive attitude of these bourgeois white people on the left. So Trump doubles down on his rhetoric, which appeals to who? American people, sane people, working class people, saying, you're not going to convince me that bringing people over here illegally is better, whatever. And what Bannon went on to say is, the thing about what people don't understand about our side is, when they side with you, they side with the Trump types, when they side with you for good or bad. They're not like the typical Democrats, the typical Republicans who side with you as long as you say the right thing. Trump supporters are with you. They understand you are fallible. You will make mistakes, and they don't care. He continued to talk to the American people, and they dismissed the left. They dismissed the noise, and they don't understand why he won.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. An engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. The tweet of the day for the Kevin Jackson Show is, if Florida is getting a hurricane because they voted for Trump, then Mexico had an earthquake because it's not paying for the wall. And I thought, there's a young lady that tweeted that, Asian girl, American, but I thought, what great segue to what I want to talk about next, which is the Catholics. Because Bannon also had a comment about the Catholics that was very profound with respect to the Pope and how they treat DACA and things like this. And then we'll have a discussion about DACA based on this clip that you'll hear in just a second. But I got to tell you, I'm glad Bannon's out at the White House in one respect, because he can be more powerful. I tell everybody this. I talked to a friend of mine who ran for governor, and I told him, you can be more powerful outside of politics. He spent $10 million in politics. He's given away more money than most of the big-name guys you hear about to political endeavors, and people don't even know his name. And I told him, if you put that $10 million in the right thing, people would know who you are. And it's not about the notoriety he's looking for. He's one of these guys that legitimately wants to change things. And I want to help him. Anyway, here's the Bannon quote, clip from 60 Minutes, where he's talking about the Catholic Church and DACA.
DACA the other day. I don't agree with that DACA decision, but I understand how he struggled with it. I understand how he's giving a possibility of a legislative thing. And he said even last night in a tweet, he would rethink it. Trust me, the guys on the far right, the guys on the conservative side are not happy with this.
Can I remind you, a good Catholic, that Cardinal Dolan is opposed to what's happening with DACA. Cardinal Dolan.
The Catholic Church has been terrible about this.
Okay, fair.
The bishops have been terrible about this. By the way, you know why? You know why? Because unable to really to come to grips with the problems in the church, they need illegal aliens. They need illegal aliens to fill the churches. It's obvious on the face of it. That's what the entire Catholic bishops condemning. They have an economic interest. They have an economic interest in unlimited immigration, unlimited illegal immigration. As much as
that's a tough thing to say about your church.
As much as I respect Cardinal Dolan and the bishops on doctrine, this is not doctrine. This is not doctrine at all. I totally respect the Pope, and I totally respect the Catholic bishops and cardinals on doctrine. This is not about doctrine. This is about the sovereignty of a nation. And in that regard, they're just another guy with an opinion.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was probably the best explanation of the Catholic Church and how I take it as a religious institution and what happens when they start going secular and start giving their opinions on stuff. Cardinal Dolan is a man. The Pope is a man. And if you want to talk to me about theology and say, Kevin, you know, the old scribes of the Bible, you know, the old scriptures and blah, 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 and then the good book and the books that are unknown and all that, I defer. You will never get her. I'll be like, well, so explain the sepulcher, the crucifix, and when did that symbolism become, you know, I'll be all spongy for that. But when you want to tell me about immigration, I will tell you this. I know more about the Pope. I know more about immigration than the Pope and all the cardinals combined, because my opinion is common sense. It is based on the reality of life that people invest in the countries that they live in. You grow up, you have a feeling of home. Inasmuch as when I see my brother, I'm more excited than when I see one of my friends. Don't misunderstand me. My friends are important to me. But my brother and I grew up together. He knows more about me than anybody else. The reason why we have a homeland and why we enjoy it so much is because it's what we know. That, folks, is a psychological principle. You fixate on your mom and your dad because they're the people around you the most. That's why the Bible tells you to honor them. To, you know, they're the people that are the reason you survive. How am I going to put somebody above them? That's ridiculous. This country is the reason why I survive. Why would I put another country above this country? So, I don't give a crap what the Pope says. I don't give a crap what some cardinal says. And the guy at 60 Minutes doing the interview, you know who he is. I don't know his name. I don't care. But, but Cardinal Dolan said it. Really? So, it's like somebody saying to me, well, Kevin, Barack Obama said that Black Lives Matter. Well, congratulations to that fool. I believe all lives matter. I don't put one race over another. And I never will. And there's nothing, repeat, nothing you will tell me to make me do it. You're not going to make me see.
Well, Kevin, you have to understand the plight of black
folks. Really? Said some white man to me. I got to understand the plight of black folks. How about we understand the plight of human beings? I understand the plight of black folks. I know exactly what we do, why we do it, how we've done it. I've known it better than anybody. Why do you think I fight so hard to change the attitudes not only of blacks, but the attitudes of people that see blacks in one particular way? Look, we have a lot to give America. We already have. But the stuff we're giving to America today is not good. You're talking about black folks. So, you know, this idea that we're supposed to have so much more respect. That's why I told you guys, the Pope has gone secular. And people are,
Kevin, you're talking about the Catholic Church.
No, I'm not. I'm talking about a dude.
But he's the Pope.
Okay, great. What was he before he was the Pope?
He was a cardinal.
What was he before he was a cardinal? He was a knothead little kid, just like you and I were years ago. And he came up, and he got him a title. And somebody wants me to show reverence to that title, I'm happy to give him reverence if he behaves like a pope. When he's talking about the Catholic Church and the doctrine, as Bannon said, I'm happy to defer to him. He want to talk about the Eucharist and you know all the other things that have to do with the Catholic Church? Man, I'm all ears. I know nothing about that. I mean, I know so little about the Catholic Church, I could fill a thimble. Couldn't fill a thimble. But what I do know is about life. And the Pope doesn't have me on life. I guarantee you that. He has not outlived me.
Oh, Kevin, he's well-traveled. He's this.
He's kept in a bubble. And that's the same way most leftists are. They want to keep people in bubbles. They want their children in bubbles. They don't want their kids to have to face the real world. They don't want their adult family. I'm talking about their 21, 22-year-old kids coming out of college. They don't want them to see the real world. They want to give them a fake world. A world where, you know, there is no competition. It's not cutthroat. Well, they better go find another world. Because that world that their kids are going to face is full of leftists. It's full of them. The very people that they claim to be, you know, that talk about, oh, it's all fair, 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 whatever. The minute those leftists know that they've got you thinking that way, man, you are toast. You can fool somebody else. You're not fooling me. I raise my son. I will tell him, son, you have to be a good kid. But you better know that evil exists out there, and it's coming for you. It wants you. It exists. It preys on you. It wants you to fall back to your good nature. And most of the time, you know what? You can ignore it. 99% of the time, you ignore the nonsense of people doing crazy stuff. But let me tell you, there's 1% of the time, you better release the lion that I've trained in you. And you better let everybody know you are king of the freaking jungle. And here's the other thing. People better know the lion exists in you. That's how I've survived. I'm a nice guy. But you know what I tell people all the time? I will absolutely get in your grill. And don't think I'm joking. I got a guy right now. He writes me every day. You're a chicken, you're this, that. And I go, I tell you what. You show up anywhere I'm at with all these threats, and I guarantee you I will end you. And I'm not even kidding. Do I want that part of me to be out there? Heck no. I love peace and harmony more than any leftist could ever dream. But if you cross me, I promise you, the lion exists. And it isn't like, who knew that was inside of Kevin? No, you've been told it's inside of me. And I hope you let people know it's inside of you. Because that's what's going to keep the left off of you. That's what's going to get them to go, ooh, look, don't say nothing bad about Trump around him.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.